Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Looking at this draft for the Chiefs, number one, offense. Every year you try to figure out what direction they're going to head. They focused on defense the last couple of years, and look, it resulted in a defense that was one of the best in the NFL this past year, and thank goodness they had that defense. That's why they were able to go back-to-back ultimately. But five of the seven picks are on offense from this year's draft, and I feel like Brett Veach has mastered just the feel of the draft board. And what does that mean? I think the first round was an example of that for starters. Right after Brett Veach trades up with the Bills to get Xavier Worthy, two wide receivers go off the board at, what, 31 and 32. So we'll never know for sure where the Niners are going to take Xavier Worthy or not, but he jumped in front of two teams before the run, if you will, started. He's very good at that. He's not catching the end of the run at positions. He's usually getting out in front of it. That tells me you've got a good feel of the draft. He's kind of mastered this over the last 4 years or so, if you compare it to all the way back in year one when he was a first-time general manager in his first year. They got value all over the place, Spink. We can go later on in the show pick by pick a little bit in what we think the outcome could be or the outlook is for some of these guys. But Xavier Worthy, the so-called draft experts, the consensus thought was he was a guy that was probably going to go like 33rd, maybe. Some people had him mocked even higher. The Chiefs got him at 28. Kingsley Suamataia, 43rd consensus, goes 63 to Kansas City, and we're going to talk about what that means maybe for him, because that was someone that I thought they were going to get in the first round. They give him in the second round. The tight end Wiley, 118 or so is where people kind of had mocked him. He goes 131 to the Chiefs. And then Hicks, the safety, goes 133. Most people thought 60s.
That was the biggest value. Dane Brugler had him as his number one safety out there. That was the biggest, I think, value. What they did is, it's like Christmas candy. Like, it's real expensive right before Christmas, but you go on the 26th and you get that discount. It's 100% what Brett Veach did. He went to the after holiday sale at the stores and he got tremendous value. What he's doing as GM is unbelievable, and the fact that a lot of people won't do business with him, and the fact he was able to convince the Buffalo Bills, which just think about it. When they needed a left tackle, because the draft didn't have any, it was that COVID years, Alex Leatherwood and Sam Cosmi, Liam Eichenberg, all those, the Chiefs were like, we're good. We need to establish ones. They tried to get Trent Williams, remember, went to 2 or 3 in the morning, didn't work out. And they ended up with Orlando Brown. And I know a lot of people are not wild about him, but they ended up getting Nick Bolton, too. They got pick 58 in that deal. But dealing with the Ravens, who were at that point, right on the heels of the Chiefs when they made that deal for Orlando Brown with the Ravens. They were much better, and then they kind of were bad for a while, and then they've regrouped. But the rivals and doing business with the Bills, it's not that he's doing business. He's doing business with the rivals. And to be able to do that shows you where Brett Veach is at this time. And I know Andy Reid, Mahomes get the credit they're due, and clearly they're worth credit. You've got to have a good front office or you don't win back-to-back Super. You have to have a good front office, because look at these other teams. They're paying their quarterback. They're not winning. So I've always said, pay your quarterback and then win. The Chiefs were able to pay their quarterback and then win, but you do that through the draft like 2 years ago against the Eagles, and they had five rookie defensive backs in the game.
How you have a dynasty.
61 starts.
How you have a dynasty is being able to continue to backfill the roster, the next guy up, if you will. The reason why they were able to move on from L'Jarius Sneed is because they had drafted some guys prior in Watson and Williams. You know, the reason why you're able to potentially go in a different direction at guard in another year. Maybe they don't sign Trey Smith is because, well, we're going to look back and hopefully one of the guys they draft or the guy they drafted in the middle round, maybe that's the replacement at right guard. We're gonna find all that out. But
it's a good problem to have.
Say the third most valuable draft class, and this is from Warren Sharp, and how they evaluate that is just based off of draft capital over expectation, right? The expected capital, or basically where did you think he was going to be drafted versus where he actually was. And these aren't 100% exact science. We know there's going to be somebody that was drafted in the fourth round, Bink, on Saturday, that's going to turn out to be a stud. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown just got one of the largest contracts ever, or the largest contract ever, for a wide receiver, and he was a fourth-round pick.
George Kittle was a fifth-rounder.
So there's always going to be somebody that, multiple players, not just one, that went in the first round of their bus, someone that went in the fourth or fifth that turns out to be a star and gets a mega contract.
Well, that's the thing about Beach. He creates his own problems, so to speak, with contracts come up later. I mean, Sneed the fourth round. Mm-hmm. Mike Dana didn't even go to the combine. Chiefs throw a dart on an undersized, you know, pass rusher, and boom, they get him in the fifth round. They get Trey Smith in the sixth. I mean, that is doing some damage. Those are Super Bowl starters for a team that he got in the fourth and fifth and sixth round. That shows you kind of what Brett Beach is doing. And again, 2 years ago, he had 61 starts by rookies. They win the Super Bowl that year. Number one and two pick, number one and two in the draft. That's crazy.
The five teams that had the most value-driven draft, number one was the Detroit Lions, number two is the Dolphins, then the Chiefs were three, Pittsburgh four, and the Philadelphia Eagles five, which I always laugh because everybody, it's amazing. Which general manager has won back-to-back championships? The one in Kansas City, right? But Howie Roseman, and he's great. But man, people just drool all over themselves for Howie Roseman when Brett Veach is doing the same thing, if not better, right now. I was doing my national show on Saturday over on BetQL with Grant, who hosts in D.C., and he even brought it up, and he's like, man, you know, I don't know how Howie Roseman keeps doing it. You know, the Eagles. I'm like, dude, are we not paying attention? The same thing is happening here in terms of how you execute a draft. I just thought
Howie Roseman
just mastered the board.
All Georgia last year. Remember that? He went Georgia. How'd that work out for him? That Eagles team wasn't as good as the year before. He goes all Georgia on that. No, Brett Veach is better than Howie Roseman. There's no other question about it. When you win the rings that he does. But how about this too, though? The trade with Buffalo, not only was it the rival, but in the last two decades, was the best trade as far as value from moving down from 32 to 28 that we've seen from a non-quarterback in two decades. I mean, that's the big thing about it. If I'm Buffalo Bills, that's what I'm mad about. Because Brett Veach went into this draft with seven picks. He left this draft with seven picks. And that's trading two of your rivals in the Bills and the 49ers in this draft. Yeah, he had to move back 38 spots on Xavier Worthy, but he still went in with 70. He was able to maintain his draft capital. That was the one thing about it. I mean, yes, he gave up some pick, but he got him back.
They still made seven
picks. He got that 49ers pick. Yeah, seven picks you go in with. You leave with seven picks, and that comp pick you picked up from the 49ers because of the trade he did with them to make sure they get their guy.
Again, Veach is expected to address the media around 11:30. We'll carry that live here on Cody and Gold.
He needs to have the feet up and a cigarette in the mouth.
I don't know if it's on Zoom or YouTube.
Some cognac right there.
Drew will have to let us know if he catches his cigar before the press conference actually begins. But
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.